Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a never-ending game of dodgeball, people throwing demands, expectations, and unsolicited advice at you left and right. You know what I mean. It can be exhausting. But here's the thing. Just like in a real game of dodgeball, knowing how to set boundaries is crucial for your survival, not physical survival, but mental survival. That's exactly what we're diving into today. Boundaries. They sound so simple, right? Like something you learn in kindergarten. But seriously, they're the unsung heroes of a healthy and balanced life. Ever felt like you were constantly saying yes to things even when your inner voice was screaming no? You know that feeling when you're stretched thin, overloaded, and just plain burnt out? Boundaries are your shield against that. They help you protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. So how do we build these awesome mental shields? Well, let's break it down into five key takeaways. Number one, identify your needs. Seriously, take a moment to get real with yourself. What drains you? What brings you joy? What values are non-negotiable for you? Knowing what matters most is the first step in setting boundaries that actually work. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone drive your car, right? Your mental health deserves the same level of care and respect. Number two, practice saying no without guilt. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like I used to be. But here's the truth. Saying yes to everything ultimately says no to yourself. It sets a dangerous precedent that your time and energy are limitless. And they aren't, my friend. Learn to politely but firmly decline requests that don't align with your priorities or values. Number three, communicate your boundaries clearly. This isn't about being aggressive or setting up walls, it's about being direct and respectful. Let people know what you're comfortable with, what your limits are, and what kind of support you need. Think of it like giving clear directions to a guest in your home. Feel free to relax on the couch, but please keep the shoes off. Number four, be consistent. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. This builds trust with others and reinforces your commitment to your own well-being. It's like training for a marathon. You don't just decide to run 26 miles on day one. You build up your strength gradually, and the same goes for boundaries. Number five, remember it's okay to adjust. Life is constantly changing, so are your needs and priorities. Don't be afraid to revisit and revise your boundaries as necessary. Think of it like fine-tuning a recipe. You might need to add a pinch more salt or sugar until it tastes just right. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're invited to a party, but you're already feeling overwhelmed with work and other commitments. Saying yes would mean sacrificing valuable rest and recharge time. In this scenario, setting a boundary could look like politely declining the invitation and explaining that you need some time to focus on your current priorities. You can even offer an alternative suggestion, like catching up with the host for coffee another day. D. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out, they're about prioritizing your well-being and creating space for the things that truly matter. Remember, folks, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And setting healthy boundaries is one of the most powerful tools you have to achieve balance, resilience, and inner peace. So go out there, define what works for you, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. As always, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest boundary challenges? Share your thoughts in the comments below or join our conversation on social media. Let's keep this dialogue going and build a community of support. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.